Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it's time for evening prayer. This is Memorial Day weekend, and today is the 25th, the eve of Trinity Sunday. It's Saturday. Thank you for coming to pray. Let us begin. He searches out the abyss and the human heart. He understands their innermost secrets. This is the Trinity Dome at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. O God, be not far from us. Come quickly to help us, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty, mirror of God's eternal face. Transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, lamp of our days. Our psalm this evening is Psalm number 104, all 28 verses, I believe. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness! You are clothed with majesty and splendor. You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak, and spread out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flames of fire your servants. You have set the earth upon its foundations so that it never shall move at any time. You covered it with the deep, as with a mantle. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up into the hills and down to the valleys beneath, to the places you have appointed for them. You set the limits that they should not pass. They shall not again cover the earth. You send the springs into the valleys. You flow between the mountains. All the beasts of the field drink their fill from them, and the wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the air make their nests and sing among the branches. You water the mountains from your dwelling on high. The earth is fully satisfied by the fruit of your works. You make grass grow for flocks and herds, and plants to serve humankind, that they may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden our hearts, oil to make a cheerful countenance, and bread to strengthen the heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which the Lord planted, in which the birds build their nests, and in whose tops the stork makes its dwelling. The high hills are a refuge for the mountain goats, and the stony cliffs for the rock badgers. You appointed the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows the time of its setting. You make darkness that it may be night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they slip away and lay themselves down in their dens. Mortals go forth to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wild sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. They move the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it. All of them look to you, and give their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face and they are terrified. You take away their breath and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. May your glory, O Lord, endure forever. May you rejoice in all your works. You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God, whom I have while I have my being. May these words of mine please you. I will rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we see the depiction of the Eye of God. This is at St. Volodymyr's Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral in Chicago. Our reading is from Ecclesiasticus chapter 42, verses 15 through 25. I will now call to mind the works of the Lord and declare what I have seen. By the word of the Lord, his works are made, and all his creatures do his will. The sun looks down on everything with its light, and the work of the Lord is full of his glory. The Lord has not empowered even his holy ones to recount all his marvelous works, which the Lord, the Almighty, has established, so that the universe may stand firm in his glory. He searches out the abyss and the human heart. He understands their innermost secrets. For the Most High knows all that may be known. He sees from old the things that are to come. He discloses what has been and what is to be, and he reveals the traces of hidden things. No thought escapes him, and nothing is hidden from him. He has set in order the splendors of his wisdom. He is from all eternity one and the same. Nothing can be added or taken away, and he needs no one to be his counselor. How desirable are all his works, and how sparkling they are to see. All these things live and remain forever. Each creature is preserved to meet a particular need. All things come in pairs, one opposite the other, and he has made nothing incomplete. Each supplements the virtues of the other. Who could ever tire of seeing his glory? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant, Israel, for you have remembered your promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebearers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here is a building cornerstone or an inscription at Westminster Abbey. The inscription reads, May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church and the world peace and concord, and to us sinners eternal life. Our second reading this evening on the eve of Trinity Sunday is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Our next canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you've prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Here we see a likeness of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. This is by Douglas Blanchard. Genesis teaches us that we are all made in the image of God. Almighty and ever, I'm sorry, the collect for Trinity Sunday, the collect of the day for Trinity Sunday, a collect for church musicians and artists, and a collect for Saturdays. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Spirit, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen. O God, whose saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants, who seek through art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth, and grant to them, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it forevermore. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending day upon us, who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship on the morrow may give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. End our weekend of prayer for the church. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Tetumu, or Timotu in the Solomon Islands. We also pray for our mission partners, the Cuttington University School of Nursing in Liberia, the Haiti Nursing Foundation, St. Andre's School in Mithon, Haiti, the Diocese of Brasilia, the after-school program in Brazil, the Rosebud Episcopal Mission in South Dakota, the Matthew Shepherd Foundation. We also pray for the Episcopal Church and all national church bodies. And today we pray for specialized ministries, the Episcopal Service Corps, St. Hilda's House, the Church Army International, Archbishop Rowan Williams, President, Integrity USA, Oasis Newark, California and Michigan, St. Sergius and St. Bacchus Circle in Phoenix, other sheep in New York. Now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Heavenly Father, on this weekend, when we honor those who died for our countries, I pray for all of those who I've known who have been in the military. I pray for a couple who are gone, one who died of Agent Orange, that being her own Clint Gilliland, and I pray for one who is alive and suffering the effects of Agent Orange, and that being Scott Steinberg. Scott revealed today that Agent Orange is still with him and causing some cancer in his head, and they removed what they could, and he now is undergoing radiation. Heavenly Father, I lift up Scott to you. I also lift up Clint to you, Lord. They are Christians. They seek you and your face. Give them peace, rest, and healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now the prayer for the mission of the church. O God, you've made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and you sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video tonight is called Holy Father, Great Creator. It is number 368 in the Episcopal Hymnal, and this is St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Savannah, Georgia.
Thank you.
And that is evening prayer on this Saturday, the eve of Trinity Sunday, the 25th of May. Thank you for coming to pray. And now, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, may you be at rest and your spirit be at peace with the expectation of tomorrow. I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a safe weekend.